Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. All good.
Good. Right, who's your tip for the Masters then?
That's a difficult one. DeChambeau, I think, could... Hey. It's an interesting, isn't he? Do you believe... I like his style, you know. I like the way he goes about his business. I like the sort of attention to detail, thinking outside the box. Did well, of course, in the US Open, which is a difficult course. I mean, if you think Augusta, length could be huge this time around, particularly with, you know, with the way the course is playing, a little bit softer than you'd normally expect a traditional Masters to be. So I think he'd be up there. Patrick Cantlay, Mrs. Potts' favourite. She has to put that one forward, I suppose. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason behind that, but she seems a little bit confident there. What about you?
Well, I think DeChambeau's a good shout, but I'd like to see Rory step up to the plate a bit.
Yeah, he's a bit under the radar. I've been talking, hasn't he, in the last couple of days, the fact that he's come in under the radar. No one really expecting him to do well, but Rory can turn it on, and he could probably be a threat this week, one would suspect. And there's a couple of outsiders you'd look to. Ricky Fowler's miles off, isn't he?
He's
like 150 to 1 or something. Is it impossible for him to win? I don't know.
How about Sandy Lyle?
Sandy Lyle. Well, he's good at the 18th bunker. That's about it.
Good at the 19th, is he?
Yes.
Okay, right. Markets. Bit of dampened enthusiasm about this supposedly miracle vaccine on Wall Street yesterday. And again, those tech stocks weakening because all the companies that benefited from lockdown are wondering if it's the end of their payday.
Yeah, stocks certainly drifting lower on Wall Street. Yes, they say further weakness on in technology, outweighing gains in energy, financials and industrials. US election is behind us, or effectively behind us, so event risk, you hope, has dissipated at least there. Vaccine updates has got lots of people excited. It's actually quite a long road to recovery from that, so the immediate impact of that, you know, we need to be a little bit more cautious of. I think investors are now turning their attention to economic fundamentals, the speed of the recovery and the outlook for corporates. S&P was marginally lower yesterday. Nasdaq fell for a second straight session, down 1.5%. That rotation, as you say, out of the pandemic favourites into the value stocks continues. Opening calls on the European bourses are positive this morning, currently calling FTSE up 6 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 11 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 5 points.
You think it's over? You just wait till the White House lawn starts filling up with machine gun emplacements.
That really would be a threat, wouldn't it? It really would be a sight to be seen. Let's hope the transition goes a little bit more smoothly than that.
The EU is having a look at Amazon.
Yeah, the European Commission said it suspects Amazon violated antitrust rules over its use of non-public business data from independent sellers on its marketplace that could benefit the retailer's own operations. Amazon, to remind you, has around 3 million active merchants selling products on its site. The European Union's regulator will also probe how Amazon chooses products from a prominent buy box and whether Amazon pushes retailers to use its logistics and delivery services. The European Union's antitrust commissioner said they do not take issue with Amazon's success or size. It's the conduct that they're looking into, specifically its dual role as a retailer and a platform for smaller merchants. The European Union could, of course, fine Amazon or force it to change its business procedures. Regulators also in Europe looking at other big US technology firms, including the likes of Apple, Facebook and Google.
And Adidas having a bit of a rough time. I've only got one item of Adidas clothing.
Oh, yes, what's that? Those joggy bottoms?
Tracky bottoms, yeah.
Oh, dear.
They're a bit past their best now, so I just wear them when I'm doing the gardening.
Yeah. Adidas, a bit like you. Adidas shares fell around 7% yesterday as the sportswear manufacturer became one of the first consumer goods companies in Europe to warn renewed lockdowns will weigh on earnings once again and will impede upon the sales rebound. Adidas said they are no longer on track for growth in the fourth quarter, now predicting a low to mid single digit percentage decline. So, number of stores closed and stricter social distancing guidelines are slowing customer traffic. In Europe, 40% of stores have been closed. Adidas said they'd focus on cost cutting. They've been reducing their inventory levels. They're going to be promoting, as you'd expect, their e-commerce proposition and shoring up its liquidity with a series of bond sales and a €1.5 billion loan facility, which is in place through 2025.
They missed a trick there. They should have moved into sort of slippers and pyjamas, shouldn't they, really?
What is it? Is this everyone's, what, moping around at home in pyjamas?
Yeah, Adidas pyjamas. Yeah, Adidas PJs.
Do you think that would be good?
Yeah.
athletic wear moves into sort of homeware.
Well, you've got some new pyjamas, haven't you?
Well, no, Mrs. I was just saying before, Mrs. Potts has bought matching Christmas pyjamas for the family.
God.
Although I'm not included. I decided to opt out of that one, but really? They seem to have them. Yes.
Did she buy Patrick Kanzler a pair as well?
Not that I'm aware of, but perhaps if he wins the Masters for her and a few pounds, shilling come her way, then perhaps she would send some pyjamas over. Is there the par 3 tournament today or that's not on?
Oh, I don't know about that. That's far too deep for my golf knowledge.
Okay, they normally have the par 3 tournament with the children. Presumably they're not going to be around this due to COVID restrictions. But did you see Jon Rahm? Did you see his shot?
I did see that, yes. Very good.
Skimmed it across the lake, yeah. put it in the hole.
That could be a marker.
Rather nice.
Confidence will be up on the back of that, won't it?
maybe so.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 132.5. Euro dollar coming in at 118. €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you. Speak to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.